District Court Judge Edward Chen heard arguments from an advocacy group suing the Trump administration over its decision to end temporary protected status for Haitians and Venezuelans. Before the hearing, the National TPS Alliance held a rally outside the courthouse where advocates shared personal stories and called on lawmakers to extend the program. Temporary protected status is a program that bars people from certain countries from being deported back to where they face violence or natural disasters. The Trump administration has been aggressively seeking to remove the protection for immigrants from certain nations like Haiti and Venezuela. It's part of a wider effort by the administration to carry out mass deportations of immigrants. The protections for Haitians are set to expire on September 2nd, while for Venezuelans, the date is set for September 10th. Luis Padilla, a Honduran TPS holder, describes how the program allowed him to live out the American dream.
20 years ago, I had the opportunity to apply to TPS. And I knew, even if it was a temporary, even if it was only 18 months, I knew that opportunity was my key to be successful in this country. And now, after 28 years, I still have TPS. What TPS is giving me and what have given to our communities, I'm going to explain a few words. I have an education. I'm first generation in my family getting a college education.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has the authority to extend TPS if conditions in a person's home country, like natural disasters or political unrest, make it unsafe to return. But she moved to end protections for tens of thousands of immigrants, saying the situation there no longer justified the special status. On Thursday, in San Francisco, federal judge Trina Thompson blocked the Trump administration from ending temporary protected status from people from Honduras, Nepal, and Nicaragua. A lawyer for the plaintiffs, Eric Crew, explained the significance of Thompson's decision.
The court yesterday, it recognized in its decision the United States' long history of transporting individuals against their will to places unfamiliar to them. It recognized its active participation in the transatlantic slave trade. And it recognized the anti-immigrant, anti-refugee sentiment all across the nation in response to emancipated Africans who are internally displaced from the South and trying to find home in places in this land. It referenced this strand in the United States that this administration is picking up of people being uncomfortable with the idea of free non-white people in their communities.
Judge Thompson said plaintiffs will likely prove the TPS program was ended due to racial bias and a predetermined plan, not a good faith review of the country's conditions. The lawyer for the plaintiffs, Jessica Bunsell, made the same argument in support for Haitian and Venezuelan TPS recipients.
Our argument is pretty straightforward. What Secretary Noem did was to take back a period of protection that had already been given under the Biden administration. That's not happened in the 35-year history of the program, and we argue she didn't have authority to do that. Second, we argue that her own statements unfortunately show her motivation, that her motivation was animus towards Venezuelan immigrants, towards Haitian immigrants, her statements and the statements of President Trump. That's unconstitutional. You can't take away people's immigration status out of animus and out of racism. And the third claim is that the reasons that the secretary gave for her decision, the official reasons, are pretextual. They're not the real reasons, and that violates the rule for reasoned agency decision making.
The lawyer for the Trump administration says that review of the country's conditions were considered in the decision. Their argument is in line with the Trump administration's tendency to prioritize national interest over existing policy or constitutional precedent. Lawyer Jessica Bunsell is hopeful about Judge Chen's upcoming ruling.
There's no timeline, but I think he understands the urgency. You know, we started off the hearing, he started asking about how Venezuelan TPS holders were being impacted by the termination. And so he clearly understands the real world impact, and we're hopeful that we'll receive a decision soon.
With no official decision after today's hearing, Haitian and Venezuelan immigrants' temporary protected status remain in jeopardy. For KPFA News, I'm Sophia Raiz Elfeni.
And I'm Dahlia Lozier.